This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power. Hook. Two teams stood up a multi-agent pipeline to draft press notes, run compliance checks, and prepare executive summaries. Each agent worked technically, yet the final brief missed a regulatory clause, produced contradictory figures, and required 3 rounds of human rework. 50 hours wasted, a missed deadline, and diminished trust in automation. How would a simple contract have prevented that surprise?
Promise. In the next 10 minutes, you'll get one core insight, 3 supporting pillars, and a 1-minute action checklist. By the end, you can draft a minimal 5-field orchestration contract in 10 minutes and run a 72-hour shadow test that preserves learning while limiting risk.
Curious. Core insight. An orchestration contract is a compact, inspectable agreement, minimal semantics that bind inputs, outputs, protections, and signals. Unlike ad hoc wiring, where agents pass opaque artifacts and assumptions proliferate, a contract makes expectations explicit, so you can delegate without losing leverage.
Why it matters. When you compose agents and people, your failure surface grows. Contracts collapse that surface by codifying the rules of engagement. What arrives, what leaves, what counts as success, and what to do when the system deviates. Minimal contracts scale better than exhaustive rules because they preserve optionality and speed iteration.
Pillar 1. Contract semantics. At its core, a contract contains 5 fields you can draft in 10 minutes. Name and purpose. Input specification, output and acceptance criteria, limits and cost, owner and escalation. I'll walk each field with a concise example.
Field 1, name and purpose. 1 sentence, who this contract serves and the decision it supports. Example, regulatory summary generator. Produce a 2-paragraph summary that highlights any compliance exceptions for the legal team. This anchors intent and reduces ambiguous goals.
Field 2. Input specification. Define format, freshness, and provenance. For the summary generator, input equals raw filing PDF plus metadata. Freshness equals filings within the last 72 hours. Provenance equals source system X only. Specifying structure prevents agents from making unsafe assumptions.
Field 3. Output and acceptance criteria. This is critical. Describe exact output type and a pass-fail test. Example, output equals markdown summary. Acceptance equals contains cited clause numbers when exceptions exceed threshold. Summary length equals 120 to 200 words. Numeric consistency check passes. A binary acceptance check keeps agents honest.
Field 4. Limits and cost. Rate limits, compute budget, and cost thresholds. Max 50 summaries per hour. Fail closed if compute greater than $X. Throttle at 80% of budget. Limits prevent runaway behavior and surprise bills.
Field 5. Owner and escalation. Who owns outputs and who to notify on failure? Owner equals compliance ops. Escalation equals notify owner plus human reviewer if acceptance fails twice in succession. Roll back to safe draft if human acknowledgement not received in 4 hours. Explicit ownership closes the loop.
Walkthrough complete. Draft those 5 fields and attach a version and timestamp. Treat the contract as a small policy artifact you can iterate. Versioning matters because it preserves learning and accountability.
Pillar 2. Protection patterns. Contracts alone don't prevent surprises unless you embed protection behaviors. 3 patterns I use. Throttles, escalation gates, and rollback triggers.
Throttles are simple rate and cost guards. If an agent spikes operations, throttles limit throughput to a safe rate. Escalation gates require human sign-off when acceptance checks fail repeatedly. Rollback triggers revert to the last accepted output if a safety invariant breaks.
Design these protections conservatively. Prefer fail-safe behavior that surfaces issues rather than silently compensating. A common mistake is to auto-correct complex failures. Auto-correction hides root cause and slows learning.
Pillar 3. Observability and incentives. If a contract defines expectations, observability tells you whether those expectations hold. Three signals I require for every contract: input providence, acceptance result, and latency resource metrics. Add audit breadcrumbs with enough context to reproduce a failure.
Acceptance checks should be lightweight and binary where possible. Example, a Boolean flag for accept passed, plus counters for why it failed. Incentives follow from observability. Metric high is acceptance rate and mean time to human acknowledgement. Agents that maximize these metrics behave more predictably.
Audit breadcrumbs. Store input hash, model version, and the acceptance evaluation result. That trio gives you the minimum reproducible context to troubleshoot without a forensic chase.
Action step. 1 minute checklist to convert a brittle workflow into a contract, plus a 72-hour shadow test plan.
Checklist, 60 seconds. 1. Write the 5 fields, name and purpose, inputs, outputs and acceptance, limits or cost, owner or escalation. 2. Add 3 signals, provenance, acceptance boolean, and latency or cost. 3. Define a throttle and an escalation gate. 4. Version and sign off with an owner.
72-hour shadow test. Deploy the contract in parallel to the human process without allowing automated outputs to affect live decisions. Measure acceptance rate, false positives, and time to escalation. If acceptance is less than 90% or unexplained failures exceed your tolerance, pause and iterate. Treat the shadow test as an experiment window. Short, instrumented, and decisive.
Quick deployment tips. Start with the highest risk, highest frequency tasks where delegation buys the most leverage. Keep acceptance criteria good enough, not perfect. Use human in the loop on first production runs and shorten experiment windows to preserve learning speed.
Recap. Core insight. Minimal orchestration contracts are the connective tissue that keep multi-agent workflows delegable and audible. Pillar 1. Contract semantics. 5 fields you can draft in 10 minutes. Pillar 2. Protection patterns. Throttles. Escalation. Rollback. Pillar 3. Observability and incentives. 3 signals plus acceptance checks and breadcrumbs. Immediate action. Draft a 5-field contract for 1 agentic task and run a 72-hour shadow test.
Call to action. If this briefing helped, subscribe for daily intelligence briefings that prioritize clarity, leverage, and decisive action. Make drafting your first orchestration contract your priority this week and run that shadow test. Stay agentic. Make your next move count.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count.